Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. I left you yesterday with the most powerful man in the world, 2,600 years ago, King Nebuchadnezzar, as he was receiving a briefing from young Jewish captive Daniel regarding a dream the king had. This historic event is found in Daniel chapter 2, and I believe it's important for us to understand because, as you'll see, our generation, our time, is in this dream. Can you believe that? Why would God give a dream to a person 2,600 years ago that has significant relevance to us in 2025? That's what we're going to discover as we join Daniel as he continues his explanation. And today, we'll add historical perspective. History has taught us over the past 2,600 years. Are you ready, my friends? Daniel had described the details of the dream accurately, and now he was beginning to explain the significance of the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar. The dream focused on a large statue in the shape of a man, according to Daniel chapter 2, verse 31 to 33. The head of the statue was pure gold, and yesterday we discovered Daniel explained to King Nebuchadnezzar that he was represented by that golden head of the statue. Why? Because God wanted Nebuchadnezzar to know that eternal God himself, the creator of the universe, had placed Nebuchadnezzar in the role of the most powerful, most important man in the world at that specific time in human history. In fact, Daniel said, "Your Majesty, you are the King of Kings. The God of heaven has given you dominion and power and might and glory over all." Daniel 2, verse 37 and 38. But this was not an indefinite assignment from God. Nebuchadnezzar was not immortal. Like us all, he would grow old and die. God wanted Nebuchadnezzar to understand that no matter how powerful, how significant he was, time was passing, and soon he would be gone. But after Nebuchadnezzar was gone, God would still be sovereign over all and working to accomplish God's great plans in the world. Now pause a few seconds. Do you and I understand that truth and how it applies to us? So Daniel continued, "After you, another kingdom will arise inferior to yours." Daniel 2, verse 39. It's only one small statement, but it represents a very significant swath of human history. Nebuchadnezzar died in the year 561 BC, almost exactly 40 years after this experience with Daniel. After his death, Nebuchadnezzar was succeeded by his son and several other men who led the Babylonian Empire. But with each, their power declined, and finally, in the year 538 BC, King Cyrus the Persian led his army to conquer the great city of Babylon, and the Babylonian Empire collapsed. The new empire was actually a dual empire, the Kingdom of the Medes and the Kingdom of the Persians, and this united empire ruled the world for about 200 years. Of course, on the day Daniel was explaining the dream to Nebuchadnezzar, no one in the world imagined any power could ever overthrow the dominance of the great Babylon. But then again, that has been the attitude of every world-dominating power down through all time, right? And that calls us, all of us, no matter where we live in the world, to consider our own mortality and the reality that any leader of any organization or even nation anywhere in the world is only temporary. But God is eternal and sovereign over all things at all times. So whatever is happening in your city or country at this moment, whoever the powerful people are, it's only temporary. And God is sovereign over it all. Do you believe that? Now, as Daniel explained the statue's appearance to King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, "The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver," Daniel 2, verse 32. Do you know what the historical significance of that is, my friends? The Babylonian Empire dominated the world under one supreme leader who had all authority. For 44 years, that supreme leader was King Nebuchadnezzar. The empire, which conquered the Babylonians, was actually two kingdoms working together as one. This empire's first world leader was King Cyrus, and he is the one who in 538 BC, upon conquering the great city of Babylon, received counsel from Daniel. Daniel? Yes, this very same Daniel, who had been captured as a teenager in Jerusalem in 605 B.C., even though an old man by 538 B.C. when the Babylonian Empire collapsed, this Daniel was still advisor to the kings of Babylon and became advisor to conquering King Cyrus the Persian. It was Daniel who explained to King Cyrus, the conqueror of Babylon, that Almighty God had predicted his rise to global power, and furthermore, God had named Cyrus by name more than 150 years before he was born, in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28. And God had predicted, through Jewish prophets, that Cyrus would issue an amazing edict that all the Jewish captives would be set free and permitted to return to Jerusalem to rebuild their city, and especially the great temple of God. Yes, friends, all those things really happened, as God predicted, and we'll look at them in detail in Ezra a few weeks from now, as we continue following this great story of God found in the Bible. I think we need to pause right here. How can you and I apply this dream of King Nebuchadnezzar to our lives today? Do you remember Psalm 139 is all about God's sovereignty and God uniquely creating each of us and God's full knowledge of our life stories even before we live life? Just as God knew and predicted King Cyrus 150 years before he was born, so God knew about you long before you were born. And just as God knew all about King Nebuchadnezzar and his future, so God knows every great leader in our world today and their future, as well as the future of your city and mine. God knows how you and I fit into the story of our city, both today and the future. Does that excite you? Does it awaken in you a desire to discover your purpose, God's purpose for your life? Join me here again tomorrow as we keep discovering exciting things in this Daniel chapter 2 dream.